Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
For 40 years, Solomon, the son of David, ruled over a united kingdom of Israel. But towards the end of his reign, discontent began to grow among the people due to heavy taxation and forced labor. One of the officials in Solomon's administration was a young man named Jeroboam. He hailed from the tribe of Ephraim, and he was the son of a widow. His work was so outstanding that it caught the eye of Solomon. The king placed Jeroboam over the labor force of the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. This role involved overseeing the construction and administration of public works projects, infrastructure development, or other labor-intensive tasks that contributed to the kingdom's growth and prosperity. Solomon married many foreign wives, who brought their foreign gods and idols into the land, leading to the worship of other deities. As a result, God became displeased with Solomon and his deviation from the path of obedience. In 1 Kings 11 verses 9 to 13, God informed Solomon that he would tear the kingdom away from him and give it to his servant, Jeroboam. However, for the sake of Solomon's father, David, and the city of Jerusalem, God promised not to do it during Solomon's lifetime, but during the reign of his son. Not long thereafter, the prophet Ahijah approached Jeroboam with a prophecy. The prophet tore a new cloak into 12 pieces and said, "Take 10 pieces for yourself, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, see, I am going to tear the kingdom out of Solomon's hand and give you 10 tribes." The idol worship of the Israelites caused God to divide the kingdom. Still, the house of David would retain a remnant of the kingdom because of God's covenant with David. After God made his plans known both to Solomon and to Jeroboam, Solomon tried to kill Jeroboam, but the younger man fled to Egypt and stayed there until Solomon's death. After Solomon's death, at age 60, his firstborn son, Rehoboam, traveled to Shechem, a city in the northern part of Israel, to meet with representatives of the people and discuss their grievances. The people led by Jeroboam approached Rehoboam and requested that he lighten the burden that Solomon had placed on them. Initially, Rehoboam sought counsel from two groups of advisors. The older and experienced advisors, who had served under Solomon, advised him to respond favorably to the people's request, urging him to be a servant leader. They advised him to ease the burdens and win the loyalty of the people. However, Rehoboam also consulted a group of young advisors who had grown up with him. They encouraged him to take a harsher stance and assert his authority. They advised him to increase the burdens on the people rather than lessen them. In the end, Rehoboam chose to follow the advice of the younger advisors. When he addressed the people, he rejected their pleas for lighter burdens and instead announced that he would increase their burdens. This decision caused the people to turn against Rehoboam's leadership and reject his authority. The 10 northern tribes of Israel declared Jeroboam as their king and broke away from the house of David, forming the separate kingdom known as the Northern Kingdom of Israel. Rehoboam was left with the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, and the city of Jerusalem remained under his control. Thus, the kingdom was divided into the Northern Kingdom of Israel and the Southern Kingdom of Judah, with Rehoboam ruling over Judah as the successor to his father Solomon. Jeroboam had been promised great blessings and a continuing dynasty if he would follow the Lord. However, the new king did not obey the Lord. Instead, he had two golden calves made for the people to worship in the northern kingdom and made priests and celebrations for them. He established an idolatrous worship system in the northern kingdom as a means to prevent his people from traveling to Jerusalem to worship. Soon after doing so, King Jeroboam was confronted by an unnamed prophet from Judah. The prophet arrived in Bethel, one of the centers of idol worship established by Jeroboam, while the king was in the act of offering sacrifices on the altar. As Jeroboam approached the altar, the prophet cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord, proclaiming that a son of David, named Josiah, would be born and would destroy the altar and the idolatrous worship associated with it. The prophet also declared that the altar would split apart and its ashes would be poured out. In response to the prophet's message, King Jeroboam stretched out his hand toward the prophet, commanding his officials to seize him. However, as soon as Jeroboam stretched out his hand, it withered, becoming paralyzed. At the same time, the altar split apart, and the ashes were poured out, just as the prophet had foretold. Recognizing the power and authority behind the prophet's words, King Jeroboam pleaded with the prophet to intercede on his behalf, asking for the restoration of his hand. In response to the king's plea, the prophet prayed to God, and the king's hand was restored to normal. Yet, according to 1 Kings 13 verse 33, after this thing, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but made priests for the high places again. Later, the prophet Ahijah pronounced a severe judgment on Jeroboam and his family because of Jeroboam's blatant rejection of the Lord. I am going to bring disaster on the house of Jeroboam. I will cut off from Jeroboam every last male in Israel, slave or free. I will burn up the house of Jeroboam as one burns dung, until it is all gone. Dogs will eat those belonging to Jeroboam who die in the city, and the birds will feed on those who die in the country. The Lord has spoken. Jeroboam reigned over the northern kingdom of Israel for 22 years, and then he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his place. Nadab reigned over Israel for 2 years, continuing his father's idolatry. Then Baasha, a military commander in the army of Nadab, plotted against the king, assassinated him in Philistine territory, and usurped the throne. As soon as Baasha began to reign, he killed Jeroboam's whole family. He did not leave Jeroboam anyone that breathed, but destroyed them all, according to the word of the Lord, given through his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. The dire prophecy against the house of Jeroboam came true. Though Jeroboam began well, he did not end well. God raised him up as a king, yet as king he plunged the entire nation into sin. His life offers an example of the powerful influence a person can have over others in a negative way. His judgment shows the truth of Galatians 6 verse 7, "Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Just as Solomon turned away from the Lord and embraced foreign gods, it foreshadows how humanity turned away from God due to sin. Jesus, on the other hand, remained perfectly obedient to the Father, fulfilling God's will and offering redemption for our disobedience. After Solomon's reign, the kingdom of Israel was divided into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. This division foreshadows the eventual separation between God's chosen people and the Gentiles. Jesus, as the Savior, came not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, reconciling all people to God. God raised up Jeroboam as a ruler in the northern kingdom. Just as Jeroboam had to flee to Egypt because Solomon wanted to kill him, so too did Jesus flee to Egypt to escape Herod's murderous intentions. Ahijah the prophet delivered a prophecy to Jeroboam, predicting the coming of a future king who would arise from David's lineage and bring judgment upon the house of Jeroboam. This prophecy foreshadows Jesus, who would come as the ultimate king and judge, establishing his eternal kingdom and fulfilling the promise of a righteous ruler from the line of David. An unnamed prophet from Judah predicted that the altar in Bethel, which Jeroboam had established for false worship, would be destroyed and the bones of the false priests would be burned upon it. This prophecy points to Jesus, who would come to confront and expose false worship and establish the true way of salvation through his sacrificial death on the cross. Ahijah prophesied that Jeroboam's wife would bear a son who would become king and bring judgment upon Jeroboam's dynasty. This prophecy foreshadows Jesus, who would come as the righteous king and judge, bringing judgment upon the corrupt and establishing his everlasting reign. Yes, even in this story of a north-south schism, we can find foreshadowing of Jesus. Despite the dividing of the kingdom, the houses of both Rehoboam and Jeroboam had opportunities to prosper had they remained faithful to God. However, they yielded to external influences. Not only were they lost, but they led God's people astray. Father, thank you for the reminder of the consequences of disobedience and the importance of faithfully following your commands. We are so grateful that Jesus succeeded where Rehoboam and Jeroboam failed. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.